We're continuing the Netivot Shalom on Parshas Lech Lecha. La'anatcha u'letovatcha. That God said, go to the land of Israel and it is for your benefit. And even though it was for his benefit, it was still a test. Because even though here in this test, he had promises of attaining great heights, both physically and spiritually, his focus was, I'm doing it for the love of Hashem. That's why I want to go. V'zeu inyanam shel kol ha'asara nisyonot. So says the Slonim Rebbe, and this is the concept of all the 10 tests. Shenitnasa Avraham Avinu, that Avraham was tested. You have it? Shelo hayu rak nisyonot b'maaseh. They weren't just a physical test. A test will he take in action? Shelazeh yicholim gam achirim nagya, because to do an action, well, others can also do an action. Ela ikara nisyonot hayu, but the main point of the test was v'godel ha'chavivut she'eshkia b'zeh Avraham Avinu, with the great love that Avraham invested in standing up to the test. It wasn't just an issue of does he do the Akedah, but he wakes up early, he saddles his own donkey, he's going out there, he's happy, he's doing what God wants him to do. What could be better? U'v'zeh ha'ita gdulatam. And in this, in the attitude with which the mitzvos was done, and that was their greatness. V'afilu b'nisayon shelu kasdim. And even in the test of being thrown into that furnace in kasdim, ha'ikar haya, the main point of that test, where he was giving up his life, the main point was godel ha'chavivut v'itla'avut she'eshkia b'zeh, the great love, the great excitement that he invested in it. She'b'zeh en yilud isha yachol la'agia le'godel ma'alato shel Avraham Avinu. That in this aspect, no person, no being born by a woman, meaning no human being, can attain the greatness of the level of Avraham Avinu. V'chen ha'nisyonot shel v'yihi ra'av ba'aretz. And so too the tests of when there was a famine in the land. So Avraham has to go schlep down to Mitzrayim and he has to take loans and he doesn't have money. Does he kvetch? Does he krechts? Or does he have a huge smile and he's happy, he's doing the best thing in the world, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. So he's happy. This is what Hashem wants me to do. Do I know how I'm going to make my ends meet? No. Do I know how it's going to work? No. Do I know there's someone running the show? Yes. Do I know that this is what he wants me to do at this moment? Yes. Should I be happy? Ecstatic. So Avraham is coming to the land of Israel. First time in world history there's a famine. You'd think if God sends him to the land of Israel, he wouldn't bring him when there's a shortage of food. But it's a test. That's exactly the test. Avraham shows up in Israel, and first time ever there's a famine in the land of Israel. So Avraham has to go down to Mitzrayim, and he's happy as he's going. And so too, Umashine kechasara lebet paro vet avimelech. His wife is abducted, not once but twice. What could be worse? You know, when they want to threaten a person, there are people who break when you start breaking their bones. And then there are people who are really tough. And you could beat them to a bloody pulp, but they're not going to break. And even those people, when you take their next of kin, when you suddenly the one in the line of fire is not themselves, but someone who is very dear to them, then they break. So God does it that Avram isn't the one thrown to the dungeons. Sarah is abducted, not only to Paro, but to Avimelech as well. Shebichlal lo ayu inyanim shebabchira. You might think, what's the test in that? Did Avraham have a choice? What was his option? What was he going to do? The king kidnapped his wife. What exactly could Avraham Avinu do? What is the test in that? He had no bchira. V'rak shelo hirher achar kadosh baruch hu. But the test was simply that he did not start having second thoughts after God. Hey, what is God doing here? He didn't have such thoughts. Ikaram lo diachibato. The main point of these tests was to show us Avram's love. Shemegodel ha'chavivut lo yirer mehuma. That out of this great love, he didn't have second thoughts, not even the slightest second thoughts. Bekibel hakol be'ava. And he accepted everything that God sent his way with love. Vekach kol ha'asara nisyonot. And so to all 10 tests, hayu gavoa me'al gavoa, were one height atop of another height, bedarga she'af echad miYisrael lo haya yachol le'agia lazeh, rak Avraham Avinu she'amad bekulam legodel chibato. They were at heights that no Jew can attain, only Avraham Avinu, who stood up to them all with his great, great love. So every Jew has to stand up to his tests. But how much can he love Hashem in face of the test? That's a measurement of how much he's standing up to the test. God gives us the test that we can handle. And Avram, like the Medrash says, he could handle. Well, you see what he could handle. And so too in the test of binding his son. In action, the truth is that there were many Jews, unfortunately, who did this. But none could compare to Avram with their excitement and their fire of holiness, that fire of holiness with which he performed the binding. And like Chazal darshened and pointed out to us, that Avram himself saddled his donkey. Our sages explain, when you really love someone, then you don't focus on the orders, what would really be right, aristocratically correct. When you love someone, you run to do what you can for them. So when a person sees his mother coming in the airport, he could be the chief rabbi of Israel, but he could run forward towards her. When Avraham Avinu is told, come, bind your son by him, it's as though his mother has come after 30 years that he's been searching. Where's my mother? Finally, here she's there. He runs around the bend. He's going to find her. He's running with all the love in his heart. Avram is told, go, take your son. He doesn't think about, let me get my saddle boy to saddle my donkey. He says, I got to go. I have a mitzvah. V'zeo madam rubi midrash shocher tov. And that's what the Medrash Shocher Tov says on a pasuk on the verse, "B'mitzvotav chafetz me'od." The pasuk is praising he who loves Hashem's mitzvot. He loves them a lot. He seeks them out a lot. He desires them a lot. She'ose ha'mitzvot besimcha, that he does the mitzvot with happiness. Amar lo lech lecha, God tells Avram, go for yourself. Niyad, right away, what do we see Avram doing? Vayelech Avram, kasher diber elav Hashem. Avram goes just as God told him.